Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying A New Spiritual Life, Bible Bits from Colossians. In this session, we'll be looking at Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 20. Let Christ have first place. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18 says that in all things he may have the preeminence. What is Paul saying there? Simply that Jesus is to have first place in everything. The apostle writes of at least three reasons why the Lord is to have first place in absolutely everything. First, Jesus is to have first place because of his person. Verses 15 and 16. For he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And who he is? He is the image of the invisible God. He is the creator of the universe. He is the giver of all authority. Everything in heaven and on earth was created by Jesus Christ and for Jesus Christ. Every part of creation belongs to him. Second, Jesus is to have first place because of his power. Verse 17, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. Jesus existed before creation. Jesus maintains creation. He holds it all together by his power. And that holding together is an expression of his love. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then John explains it further in 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 11. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that he might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. And then third, Jesus is to have first place because of his position. Verses 18 to 20. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. He is the head of the church. He is the conqueror of death. He is the peacemaker between God and man. Jesus Christ shed his blood to pay the penalty of our sin. Jesus Christ resurrected and destroyed the power of death. Jesus Christ purchased every member of his body, the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 essentially says that in verses 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? For you were bought at a price. Let me read that again. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. His person, his power, his position. Jesus Christ is to have first place in all things. But let me ask you, does he have first place in your life? Or does he just fit in somewhere? We get concerned about so many things in life, but Jesus instructs us in Matthew 6:33 to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added to you. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 to 17, all the answers are there, where it reads, yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you've learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you've learned them, and that from childhood you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for inspiration of God, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Listen, if Jesus is not first in all areas of our life, then we become easy prey for Satan's plans of attack. You think about all that as we begin this study, and you have a great day.